Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Since Democrats and Republicans seem to have an insatiable appetite to destroy each other, they seem to enjoy the political friction. And it's time to offer some insight as to what are the real differences between Democrats and Republicans. In our conversation today, I ask the question, why am I forced to party? Today, Unintentional, your faith-based out loud radio broadcast. Welcome again. For our new listeners, I'm Dr. Faye, and we invite you to join us right here on America Out Loud every Sunday at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., and the encore at 7 p.m. I am your 7-Eleven talk show host every Sunday. As I began my studies about the history of political parties and how did we get to where we are today, I've always been a student of history, and it just gives me so much insight into why things are the way they are. And in the case of Democrats and Republicans, it seems that both parties have gone so far away from the original intent or intentions of the creators or the organizers. When I research the origin of these parties, there's a debate on who came first, which one evolved first, as if that meant that that party that came first had the most power or influence. That's not so. Throughout history, I took note that there were times when the Democratic Party was very strong in elections and in laws being passed. And then there were times when the Republican Party was in the majority and was very strong and got laws passed that was beneficial to the whole. But when we turn on our news today, there's a war. There's an internal war in our country, a civil war, if you will, amongst the parties. The earliest recorded use of Republicans, currently known, is around 1616. And it's found in a vision of Balaam's ass. And for those of you who are biblical scholars, you know in the book of Numbers, when Balaam was told to not go in a certain direction, and he disobeyed God, and the donkey that his ride, the donkey, wouldn't move. And Balaam was beating the donkey. The Bible called the donkey an ass. So Balaam was beating his ass because he wouldn't move in the direction that he was told to move in. And then the donkey spoke and said, "There is an angel in the way, and I can't move past this angel. You've disobeyed God." So they got this term from as an architect, as an order of God, merely Republicans against the order of God. And that's where the term came from, that there were people going against the order of God. And those people who went against, this is true, look it up for yourself. Those people who were going against the order of God were called Republicans, a person who favors a Republican form of government. And that was the earliest meaning that I found. And the earliest use of Democrats in the English was not until around 1788, although some historians say that it was earlier because of the form of government, and perhaps they were not using the term. Well, be that as it may, when it was used to describe a person who supports or advocates a democracy, or those who opposed the aristocrats during the French Revolution, where it was not going to be a dictatorship. It was going to be government for the people and by the people. So Republicans have been around historically more than a century and a half longer than the political party Democrats. And we can hear in the news today how there is such a cry for democracy around the world. It came from the same word that Democrat came from. It meant the people get to choose who they want in office. But you know, Republicans actually have the same meaning, that people, that they get to vote, the people have a right to vote and to choose who they want in office. Both parties have a tainted history. Yeah. So I don't know which one you are, but both parties have a tainted history. And when we look at the length of time that the Republican Party has been around, there's no opportunity for the Republicans to claim high ground based on longevity. Yeah. And this feeling of superiority because I am a Republican or I am a Democrat is ignorance, because both parties walk underneath the same flag, live in the same country, the same zip code, and even in the same household. If I were to ask you, how many of you chose a party or was the party chosen for you? When you grow up in a household and that's all you hear is Democrat or Republican, you feel forced to be in one or the other. Or we have a Democratic household, or we have a Republican household. You feel that that's part of your family crest, and you put it on with everything else that you're supposed to put on as being part of the family. You put it on like you put on the type of the religion that you choose, the faith that you choose, whether you choose to be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Catholic, is based on what is in the family crest, so to speak, in that place where you grew up. And you are socialized to believe that you have to be that. Some people, thank God, evolve to the place that they decide for themselves, even at the risk of losing their place at the family table, even at the risk of losing their place in the family favor, because they come into the reality that there is someone greater than their party affiliation or their religion. Because many people have taken their party affiliations and have made it a religion. Did you not see that? They have made it a religion and will fight you, yeah, over their party affiliation. I remember in our last presidential election, a friend called, an associate called, someone called, okay, not sure where to put this person at this point, but someone called me and they said, go in there and you vote a straight ticket in this particular party. And I thought, after I took a deep breath, because sometimes you have to pause and think, how do I respond to this tone of ignorance telling me what I need to do when I go into the voting booth? I wanted to wave the flag in their face, but they were not, you know, physically present. But I thought, do they really think that I am going to listen to that? I didn't listen to it from my mama, my daddy. I didn't listen to it from any mentor or coach or whomever. I listened to my heart, to my God-given heart we call spirit, being spirit-led so that I can be spirit-fed, spirit-guided into all things. The opportunity to vote, it is truly a great privilege. And the opportunity to exercise that privilege is an honor that we get to go in and we get to vote. However, that being said, I do not like the idea of being forced to party. When people are running for election, men and women, candidates are running for election, you hear platforms because it's part of the process. You have to have a platform. We are growing up. We have to grow up in America to the point where we are listening to the message more than the mess. That we are listening to our God-given gut, spirit, intuition. You label it what you want to label it. But God has given to us the ability to take information, process it, and come out with wisdom, clarity, understanding. Yes, yes, and yes. So that we can move forward in this thing we call the world without having this internal chaos consistently on the inside of us. When we listen to the news as it's reported, my Lord, you can tell which networks are owned by Republicans and which networks are owned by Democrats. Yeah? You can tell where the money's coming from that network. That's why I am elated that we get to own our own TV channel online. Yeah, New Covenant Television Network. And I'll be sharing more with you about that. Because of the control and the monopoly that is on all of the major networks, there's no independence as to your speech and what you can say. I remember taking journalism in school as an elective. Can you believe that? It was an elective. And it was the funnest, the greatest course, journalism and media. I loved those courses. And I took those in my senior year. And I remember thinking, oh man, this would be so great to do that. And I had no idea that I would actually be doing that today because it was not my major. But I listened to some of the journalists and I listened to some of the anchors and reporters. God bless you all. Bless you all. Because many are forced to be in seats that are not their own. Many are forced to speak words that are not theirs. They have to read copy. Yeah? They have to read copy. And they must stay with that program. You're talking about being sold for a dime. Yeah, being sold to the party, being sold, and in a nation where we're the land of the free, the home of the brave, but yet there are chains and shackles on people demanding that you participate in this level or in this party or that party, be a Democrat or Republican, or you stink. You're nothing. You're nobody. You're independent, so you're nobody. You know, there are more and more people who are making the decision to be independent, to be a Christian. People ask me all the time, which party are you? I said, I'm the Jesus party. I'm the Christian. I am a Christian. Do you vote? Yes, I vote. Well, which way do you vote? Well, that's none of your beeswax. That's none of your business. Are you pro-Trump or anti-Trump? I'm not anti-anyone, Republican or Democrat. I am pro-Jesus. I am pro-the gospel. The reason there's such fighting and such hatred, that's what it is. You do recognize hatred, right? And such bitterness and jealousy and these fumes, these disgusting fumes that rise up and you can feel the negative energy all over the place, is because it is Christless. It is anti-Christ. If you hate all Republicans, that's anti-Christ. If you hate all Democrats, you're anti-Christ spirit. Oh no, don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. If you're in this self-righteous place of thinking because you're red or you're blue and therefore you got the rights, most people, come closer and listen to me. Most people have lost the meaning. No, I shouldn't say lost the meaning. Most people don't know the meaning behind their party affiliation. They're just Republicans, as I said earlier, because mama's one, because daddy said so, because all of my family are Republicans or Democrats. That's just who we are. The same as saying, all my family are Baptists. I was born a Baptist, and I'm going to die a Baptist. I was born a Methodist, I'm going to die a Methodist. Well, where does Christ come in? Where does Christ come in? And I am speaking even of Christians, godly people, really love the Lord. But when you start talking about their religion and their party affiliation, they can become quite the nasty person. I don't know what else to say. They can become quite oppositional and antagonistic, you know, because now you're in their territory and you're talking bad. How many people who are Republicans, if they heard this archetype of Balaam's ass, that's where the term evolved from, going against God, yeah? We've gotten so far away from God until we call having God in the midst of everything out of order, and God doesn't belong here. Don't talk to me about God. Yeah? Yes, I'm going to talk to you about God. Democrats, Republicans, confused, independent, whatever title you choose to wear, and fight for it, fight over it. It is all about Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross. Imagine a country that was sold out to Jesus, where Republicans and Democrats held hands across the aisle.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Imagine a country where people no longer were afraid to be vulnerable to each other. Imagine a country where, when you turned on the news, both Democrats and Republicans agreed. Yeah, agreed, came into agreement. Reflection, 9/11. Our country was under terroristic attack. I was in New Jersey and just had walked into a federal building. And the word came, evacuate. The towers have been hit. Hit with what? What's happening? A plane has hit the towers. And at that moment, we still did not know what was going on. In that moment, every issue that was on the table, every problem that people had, every debate ceased, every war, internal war ceased because there was a bigger issue at hand. America was in trouble. The look upon faces as I looked around and looked down, looked as I was coming out of the building, the look of confusion, the look of fear, the look of just shock. And as I stood on the bridge and watched the smoke from the towers go up, internally, I could hear screams. I can't say that I heard them outwardly, but internally, I knew that people were dying in that moment. I knew that lives were being lost. And every person on that bridge, as tears were rolling down cheeks and people were hugging and holding each other's hands, we were America. There was no color that day. There was no religion. There was no party. No Democrat, no Republican. We were America. And we were America that was going to stand together in the midst of crisis. We were the America that was going to find out who did this horrendous thing against our nation and destroy not the buildings, but not only the buildings, but the lives of the people that were in those buildings who took away mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, children that day. We were going to find out who was behind it. You see, the reason I go back to that moment, because that moment defines who we really are. The media doesn't tell us who we really are. That moment when we are under attack, yeah, it defines who we really are. It takes away the disagreements and the hatred that we hear that's being spewed out through media and social media. It takes away all of those things, and it brings us into a place of solace and internal gratitude to say, God, we thank you for this country. We thank you that we get to choose. We get to choose and not allow it to be chosen for us. How free are you really choosing your party affiliation? Whew. Is that your daddy's party? Is that your mother's party? Yeah. I remember when I went to college, and for the first time being away from home for a long period of time. It was a different world for me. It was a world that my parents had never entered into. So it was through me that they would get to see what college life was like. It was through me that they could get to see what moving past high school and going through college and graduating and going on into a career, they would get to see what that was like through me and through my siblings that would come after me. They would get to experience that because they had not set that pattern. They just pushed it, you understand. you're going to school, you're going to get a good education, you're going to make good grades. Those were my parents. Did you do your homework? Those were my parents. So they pushed me beyond where they were and did not hold me hostage into their idea of what they thought. Well, they had ideas of what I should do in school, but they didn't hold me in the place of the way that they thought about it because they didn't have a reference point. Have you thought about finding out your own destiny, discovering your own purpose in life? Have you considered breaking away from some old patterns that you don't even know why you have it anymore? And many women can identify with this when I tell you, you go through your closet and you find things that are there that are like, where did this come from? You don't even know when you bought it, why you bought it, if someone gave it. You don't even remember. You have no reference point. So what do you do with it? It's time to get rid of it. And you know, when new things come in, you've got to get rid of old stuff. If you don't, what do you end up with? A television show called Hoarder, right? You got more stuff than humanly. I mean, you just got too much. So you have to declutter your life, cleanse it out. Make room for something new. When was the last time you took a self-evaluation? We talk a lot about personal development, but we cannot develop on old stuff. The Bible says you can't put new wine in old wineskin. The wineskin must first be made new before you can put something new in it. How many of you, let me see a show of hands, are willing to change? Are really willing to let God do in your life what he wants to do with you? Some people will say yes, but I'm going to be born a Democrat, die a Democrat. Born a Republican, going to die a Republican. Why? 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 What if you did decide to be a Christian? Be a Christian. Affiliate with that and find the place of God. Yeah, in the voting booth. I hear people bragging on politicians This person has done so much. This person is doing so much. This person is doing, you know what? God said, I will have no other God before me. Anybody you lifting up higher than God, you're in the wrong party. You're in the wrong suit, sir. You're in the wrong pair of high heels, ma'am. Because there is none greater than God. If there's anything good happening in America, it's because the grace and mercy of God abides. We cannot celebrate men. We celebrate God. Yes, we honor people. We thank God for people that are doing positive things around the world. But we give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. There was a king in the Bible who refused to give God the praise. Everything that happened, he said, oh, look at my kingdom. Look what I've done. I'm all this, you know, I'm Mr., you know, praise me, man. I'm the one. I did all of this. And God said, I'm going to show you who's in control. So he became a beast of the field and his nails grew out like claws because he did not give God the glory. He did not give God the praise. He credited himself with everything that had happened and did not acknowledge God. And God came in and showed him he was still God. How many of you in church today know that God is still God and that there is none greater than him, than he is? Yeah? This man didn't give God the praise. When in Matthew, the fourth chapter, the Bible says that Jesus was led up of the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Yeah, that happened. And the tempter came to him and said, If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus spoke and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah, living by the word of God, not by the word of men, not hanging on men's words, but by the word of God. Yeah. Then he took him to a pinnacle of the temple and said, you know, if you be the Son of God, throw yourself off, because it's written that the angels will catch you. And Jesus said, no, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And then the devil had one more trick up his sleeves. He said, he took him to a high mountain and he showed him all the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of this world, all the stuff in this world. I'm going to make you somebody. I'm going to give you stuff. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you an influencer. Yeah. All the kingdoms of this world. He said, all of this will I give you if you will do one thing, bow down and worship me. Jesus, whoa, no, ain't happening. Ain't happening. Ain't happening, devil. Because thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. The Bible said the devil left him. He had to go because Jesus was not going to worship anyone but God. And you shouldn't worship anyone but God, because Jesus is the pattern son. And if you're worshiping your party, you have chosen an idol. Oh, don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. If you're worshiping the fact that you're a Republican or a Democrat and you think that you're so such a much because you belong to this party and you're hating on other people, that's not God's way. God is love. Well, I love him, but those Democrats and those Republicans, that's bitterness and hatred coming out of your mouth. How can you say you love God and you hate your brother that you see every day? The Democrats are my brothers and sisters. The Republicans are my brothers and sisters. What are you going to do with this teaching? Say it's not true? It is true. And if you say it's not, then you have to examine your own self, not me. Don't hate the messenger because of the message. What if we do, as I taught in one teaching, you have to go to iTunes, listen to it on iTunes, When Love Comes Home. When love comes home and it finds you in a place of godliness. It finds you in a place of caring about every person. When America becomes America, as it did for a brief moment on 9/11, where everybody loved everybody. I had to go to the market either that afternoon before I went home. And in the market, people were in this state of silence. Even in the market, people were just moving. And everybody was opening the doors for everybody else. People were letting each other in line. No one was rushing around anymore. It seems that life had changed forever. And we heard phrases and reports and comments over the next several weeks, days and weeks, and even months, that America would never be the same. Sadly, that sameness did not take us to being a stronger, more vibrant people. It made us more diligent about our shores and diligent about our checkpoints at the airport, more diligent in some ways. It's interesting to note that when our hearts have healed, sometimes we seem to have lost our minds. Once God has gotten us through a crisis, we sometimes forget it was Christ who brought us through. I refuse to be forced to party. Because I believe that Jesus Christ is my party. Yeah. That the joy of the Lord is my strength, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, that he has made me more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I refuse to be forced to party. It's time to return to being an American.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The Democrats basically is a person who believes in the political or social equality of all people. The Republicans is this government made up of representatives who are elected by the citizens. If you live in this country, you are part of a Republican system of government. And we live in a democracy. See, so it's interesting to note that both parties have such commonalities. Why the bickering? That's because it has now become a personality instead of a party. It has now become a bully and a subject to the bully system. Whose side are you on? Let's draw the line in the sand, the reds, the blue, and let's see who wins. When I say let's return to being America, the only way that we can really be the beacon of light that God intends for us to be as an entire nation is to return to God. Lay down our cloaks, because both parties have a sordid history. The Democrat system was to hold slaves. Yeah. And when we fast forward it into today, we see that the whole teaching of what that mean, of what being a Democrat means has totally shifted from what it was in the 1800s and even in the early 1900s. The Republican Party says the people have the power. Yet the people are feeling victimized by both parties. We listen to surveys and reports that are given to us, that's the right word, that are posted, that are put out there in front of us, that we're marketed this information, surveys and reports. I thought, which two people did you ask in your zip code? Most people have never been surveyed to have in these surveys that are presented to us to tell us what the total, how many people are pro this and anti this. They just take a small segment of society somewhere in an area that's mostly Democrat or in an area that's mostly Republicans, and then they present that as factual content. When are we going to realize that we need to take our power back? I hope it's today. I really do hope it's today. and that none of us will be in the position where we are walking around thinking that we are following God and we are having to deal with the Balaam's ass. That we are stuck in a place where we feel that God is with us inside of our confusion and conflict, when he is calling us out of it. And that's what happens. Many people live a life that they choose and then want God to jump in it when things go haywire. God's not having it. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you." We would have increase upon increase upon increase if we'll just seek God with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. We have the power, Republican or Democrat, we have the power through the blood of Jesus to be who he's called us to be and not be subjected or feel bound or obligated to choose either party. Yeah. No one is going to tie you down and force you to be one or the other. And we wonder why so many people don't vote anymore. You realize that? That the majority of people are not voting, just as the majority of people are not going to church. Yeah, probably the same group. I don't know. I didn't do the survey. It's probably the same group that don't vote, don't go to church. I don't know. But I do know this, that people are sick and tired of the drama. They're sick and tired of the chaos and confusion and the toxicity that has run amok from Washington, D.C. to our zip codes. And it's up to us to really take our power back, to make a decision that we are, yeah, in a Republican form of government inside of ourselves, that we get to choose how we live our lives. We get to govern ourselves, yes, according to the word of God. As a matter of fact, Isaiah the prophet said, the government will be upon his shoulder, and of his kingdom there is no end. There's an end to the reign of every president. I know that's a little sobering thought for some people, but you do know that there is an end to the reign of every president, of every governor, of every mayor, of every political official. There is an end to that reign. Yeah, some of them just cannot be elected anymore. They'll serve their full term. Yeah, and some of them will, you know, elected officials in the House, they will die out. Yeah, there is an end. But of the kingdom of God, there is no end. Of those who will give their time and attention to the Lord Jesus Christ rather than to their party's affiliation, they will find a life of peace. They will find a life of joy, internal joy. They will find a life that keeps on living, that keeps on giving from within. They will find a place where you can make a quality decision concerning your destiny and your purpose. You will find that God will be there when you focus in on him. You see, those who understand when the book of Ephesians reads to us and tells us that we are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, that we've been predestined before the foundations of the world, that God chartered these waters for us and given us the grace and mercy to be able to walk through this world, walk through this life with him on the inside of us, knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You can't vote Jesus out. I don't care what law you pass. I don't care how thick it is and how many people signed off on it. You will never be able to vote Jesus down. So when they took prayer out of the school, well, they created a law. We should have known better to tell our kids to keep on praying. to tell our grandkids to keep on praying. Yeah? No one can stop you from praying. Well, you can't pray publicly. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know what? Democrats and Republicans should be outraged when you hear things like that. For this is one nation under God. In God we trust. Yeah? Amen? This is our land. And we worship God in this land. We celebrate Jesus Christ as the Son of God in this land. And anyone who doesn't know that should know that. If we're going to stand for something, let's stand for God. You're gonna get stirred up over something, get stirred up over righteous, have righteous indignation. That when you see sin and evil and people hurting people, that should stir you up. When you see a Democrat hating a Republican or a Republican hating a Democrat or racism, yeah, it should stir you up. It should put you in a position that you just decide that you're not having it anymore. And become a person of peace, a person of love, a person given to bring people into a higher place of Christ consciousness. Focusing in on the one who died and paid the price on Golgotha's hill over 2,000 years ago, that you and I could have access to eternal life. You know, there were political parties in Jesus's day. They were called Pharisees and Sadducees. The Sadducees didn't believe in anything. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in anything. And Jesus came teaching the kingdom of heaven, showing them who God really is. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, for I am the Father of one. And the more he preached the kingdom of God, talked about another kingdom, that infuriated them because they were the parties of the day. He wasn't one of them, so therefore he was an outcast in their minds. He said he's the Son of God. He can't say that. That's illegal, you know. They wanted to outlaw everything he said because his words had power. They had influence. Yeah. And the multitudes followed him. Granted, some for the fishes and loaves, but nevertheless, they had heard of the miracles. They had seen the miracles. They had experienced his presence, his power, his anointing. And they wanted to see more, wanted to experience more. They were hungry. I have to wonder, where was the multitude when he was being beaten in Pilate's judgment hall? Where was the multitude when they pressed the crown of thorns upon his head? Where was the multitude when he needed help to bear the cross up Golgotha's hill? Where was the multitude when they nailed him to the cross? Where was the multitude when he said, I thirst? Where were they? Where were they when he cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Where was the multitude? You see, you may be following the crowd, doing what's people popular, but when the rubber meets the road, when it's all said and done, when your work on earth is really over, you'll wonder, where are the stars now? Where's the multitude? Where are all the people that you boasted for and you paraded for? Where are they? Because none of those can help you cross over. None of those can get you to where you need to go. To be in the face of Jesus for all eternity. Your party is not the delivering vehicle. Not red, not blue, not even red, white, and blue. but it is the blood-stained banner of Jesus. And when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, He will turn your life around. He'll take that hatred out of you that you feel for another person, another party. And when they get in front of the microphone on television, you just turn them off because you just can't stand Nancy. You just can't stand Donald. You know, this is real talk. What is it in you that would drive you to hate another person? Is Nancy the problem, really, issue? Or is it your feelings about her? What is it in you that's hating on her? You can't stand the man at the top of the food chain in this country. The president of these United States, you hate him? What is it in you that would hate him? Because everything begets after its kind. So if you're hating him, well, I don't hate him, I just don't like. Why? Because he said and he did. Well, what have you said and done? Who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or fall. That's Bible. We're not here to judge the man or judge the woman. Yeah, you see the two people I chose, Nancy and Donald. Yeah, the president and Nancy Pelosi, all of the people that's pouring venom out there and pouring hatred, and even they toward each other. Because they're being fueled by the media. They're being fueled by your fuels. They're being fueled by all the energy of negativity that's going in that direction to cause them to do and be and whatever. Let it truly be government by the people, but government from within. Having a changed heart, a renewed heart. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You can be made over again. He's the potter, we're the clay. He gets to make us his way. If we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us. He can change us in ways that we cannot even fathom. Give you a new heart, a heart full of love and compassion, not a heart that's spewing out hatred. No, but a heart fit for love. What if you loved Nancy with the love that God loves you with? What if you love the president with the love that God loves you with? Forget about his party. Don't you be forced to party. Deny hatred and entrance in your life. Deny it an opportunity to take your soul. John 10 and 10 says, "The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you would have life more abundantly." Don't you think it's time for you to live fully and make your own bologna sandwich? Find out what it tastes like. Come out from among them and be you separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I'll be a father to you, and you will be my sons, and you will be my daughters. I've got a system that's not made by man. I want to be your ruler. I want to be your Lord. I want to be your government. And if you allow me to rule, I'll give you favor with nations around the world. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you that we get to speak your word and we get to hear your word. We bless every person within the sound of my voice today. that they have taken, have a good takeaway, that they will receive what the Spirit of God has to say to them. And Lord, that you will elevate their thinking to a place that they'll see through your lenses, and they will have the mind of Christ to think the thoughts of God toward every human being, and allow your love to flow through us as it flows to us. And for those who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry for hatred, for bitterness, and for all the things I've done. And I ask that you would cleanse me and make me whole. Wash me in your blood. Receive me as your child. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at support@drfaye.com. That's support@drfaye.com. And let me know that you did pray that prayer. Find yourself a strong Bible teaching, devil casting out church in your local area. There has to be one there someplace. In the meantime, feel free to join me every Wednesday morning at 6:30 a.m. because we have church. We have church every Wednesday morning. Right now is strictly conference church in the conference room, but you can join us just through dialing a number. And that number will be right here in the description, but you can call 641-715-3580, 641-715-3580. And the access code is 891-384-POUND. I look forward to hearing from you, and let me know how this teaching has been a blessing to you. Again, write me at support@drfaye.com. Don't forget to share this across social media. Be an evangelist, an evangelist for us, as you share this gospel with your network all over social media. Again, join us at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., and 7 p.m., your 7-Eleven talk show host, bringing a word of faith every Sunday. God bless you. I love you. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye, and you've been listening to Intentional.